Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, we'll be talking with Jenny Groutman, a vocalist with Lake Effect, a vocal jazz ensemble out of Duluth. Also new music from Kaziak, Deb Harley, and Mark Olson. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there is an artist you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, please let me know. Email comments@kaxe.org. You can find links to all the bands you hear, also blogs and my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages on the Center Stage Minnesota page at kaxe.org. The other day, this band stopped by the studios just to drop off their CD. I had no idea what it was at the time, but I'm sure glad they did it. With one member from Hibbing and operating out of the Twin Cities, here's Kaziak with Join the Band off their CD, A Beautiful Brontosaurus, on Center Stage Minnesota.
Treated like a rich man's toy, tired of seeing water and no land. Tired of working when I should be sleeping, tired of sleeping when I could be working. I'm gonna run away and join the band. Well, this wagon's got wheels for every woman and man. That ice cold cash can go there too. I'll need none of that where I'm going to. I'm gonna run away and join the band. I'm gonna run away,
run away,
join the band.
Run away, run away, run away.
I'm gonna run away and join the band. Circus train rolling to town. They got poor bad boy caged and bound, holding none of the gold which he had panned. The bearded lady shaved herself clean, picked bad boy up in a black limousine. They're gonna run away and join the band.
Yeah.
never do get too far. I ask all these questions, they'll tear my mind apart. Talk to my baby, tell me everything's all right. Promise me no worries, no, promise me no lies. Ready frustration, till my troubles run dry. Talk to my baby, tell me everything's
Carrie Noble with Go Proud from her self-titled CD released last year. Before that, we heard Ross Williams Perry with that rock and blues tune, Everything's All Right from Live Blues in Greenville. That was released in 2000, Ross Williams Perry. And started off with Kaziak, the song Join the Band from their almost-released CD, A Beautiful Brontosaurus. Thank you guys for dropping that off at the studios. Up next, Scott Hall talks with Jenny Groutman. She sings with Lake Effect. They are a vocal jazz ensemble from University of Minnesota Duluth. From their CD Live, this is Lua Soberana on Center Stage Minnesota.
Visiting with Jenny Groutman. She's a 2002 graduate of Grand Rapids High School, just got her master's in, is it vocal music?
Vocal performance.
Vocal performance at UMD, and she's a member of several jazz vocal groups. One's called Lake Effect, another's called Chill Factor, and a smaller group called Notoriety. Jenny, first just tell us about how your interest and your education in vocal music, how it happened.
Well, I guess my mom says that I've been singing since I was pretty much alive. She could never get me to shut up. So I was in choir all through school, and in high school I started actually getting involved in the vocal jazz group up at Grand Rapids High School when we our director, Mr. Stubbs at the time, was he directed the, I think it was called Chamber Choir, and we started working on some vocal jazz pieces. And then he took us in the summertime to a vocal jazz camp run by Phil Mattson in southwestern Iowa. I think it's Southwest Community College there. And that's when I really fell in love with the genre. And in my studies at Luther College, I was involved in the student-run vocal jazz group there. And then I studied at UMD, which is really has great vocal jazz with our director, Tina Thielen Gaffey, is really well-versed in that. And so I've grown a lot in that style since I've been at UMD.
So tell us what kind of repertoire Lake Effect and Chill Factor does.
Okay, well, I'm a member of Lake Effect. I'm not a member of Chill Factor. But Lake Effect does primarily a cappella pieces that are multi to VC. There's 18 members of our group, and sometimes we're singing more than 10 parts at a time. So it's really difficult if we can't have everyone there at the same time because we lose so many elements of the music. Because essentially, when we sing a cappella, we're mimicking other instruments a lot of the time. And so we have our vocal percussion, we have the vocals that maybe sometimes sound like trumpets or they sound like saxophones or things like that. The Chill Factor group sings a lot more with the jazz combo, so we have the piano and the drums and the bass and sometimes guitar also.
Would this be music that a lot of us are familiar with?
We do some standards. We also have branched into vocal pop somewhat. So we, like for instance, this year we did a Michael Jackson tribute medley. So we sang, you know, Michael Jackson songs.
Salvation back. Where there is love, I'll be there. Gonna make a change for once in my life.
I'll reach out my hand to you.
It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
I have faith in all you do. Whoa. Just call my name and I'll be there.
Summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know
I'm starting with him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself
and make a change.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, I don't mind, what do you mean? I am the one.
Thriller,
wanna dance on the floor, in the
ride. Ain't no one gonna save you from the beast about to strike.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, then she calls the scene. Then every head turned with eyes a dream of being the one.
Thriller,
you wanna dance on the floor, in the ride.
You're fighting for your life inside this killer.
I'm
we've also sung some Alanis Morissette, and then some maybe Herbie Hancock, mm-hmm. I think, is one of the songs that we did too.
Yeah. So. It sounds like the arrangements might be pretty complex.
They are, yeah. Usually they have, I mean, there are probably sometimes 5 or 6 lines per on each page for just each one is a different line of different things. So,
what kind of opportunities are there for you all to perform?
Well, we have been doing a lot of concerts in the Duluth area. We've also been traveling around Minnesota and Wisconsin recently to give benefit concerts because we're trying to raise money for our trip to China. We were actually asked, our director sent in a CD to the International Society of Music Educators, and they are having their their convention this year in Beijing, China. And we were asked to represent for American vocal jazz on the world stage at that convention. So we're still working on raising enough money, but we're on our way there in August. So.
It's in August, mm-hmm. Okay. And the other opportunities at other times, how do you find bookings?
Well, I guess our director's really good at that. She knows so many of the directors around the area, and so she's really just been trying to get us to sing anywhere we possibly can. We were just in Spring Green, Wisconsin a couple of days ago, and we sang at a cafe there, and we did an exchange with their high school group. And we were in Bertha, Minnesota a few days ago singing there with their high school group also. So we've really been doing a lot of exchanges and just kind of getting our foot in the door wherever we possibly can.
It's really important to perform get as many opportunities, isn't mm-hmm. it, to develop your career. What is your long-term career?
You know, that's
hopes.
A really good question. I'm in the process of doing auditions and things right now. I guess it's a big transitional period for me now from schooling to the professional world, and hopefully I'll be able to make my living singing and not have to sit behind a desk again like I tried before.
Good for you. Well, that's great that your goals are pretty high. And how about the theatrical stage, you know, mm-hmm. musicals and things like that?
Yeah, well, I was involved in musicals when I was at Grand Rapids High School, and I loved it. I really would really love to get back into that. In my college years, I spent most of my time focusing on opera because that was what we were trained in classically. And so I've been involved in a lot of different operas over the past 4 or 5 years, I guess. But I'd really like to pursue a career in either opera or vocal or musical theater. Or both, or all.
Yeah. Now that you're out of school, though, do you need to have a full-time or at least someone you can rely on as an instructor, somebody to work with you on your voice all the time? How do you do that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I teach voice lessons, but it's still, even as a person who just received their Master of Music degree, I haven't learned everything there is to learn about my voice or the way that voices work. And so it's really great to still have a teacher that can tell you, you know, well, you could do this better, you could change this up, just to have another ear to really help you focus what you need to work on in that area.
We sure wish you good luck in your career, and we hope to hear you on KEXE in the
All
years
right.
ahead.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Jenny. Jenny Groutman, she's a recent graduate in her master's program. She got her master's in vocal performance at University of Minnesota Duluth. And now sings with Lake Effect, a UMD vocal jazz group.
Of the
guitar scream. The notes were turning blue, I was dazing in a dream.
As the music played a song, my life turned around. That was the day before love came to town. When love comes to town, I'm gonna jump that train. When love comes to town, I'm gonna catch that flame. Maybe I was wrong to ever let you down, but I did what I did before love came to town.
Lake Effect with the Herbie Hancock tune, When Love Comes to Town. And thanks again to Scott Hall for producing that interview with Jenny Groutman from Duluth. Lake Effect. You can hear this interview and all our conversations archived at kaxe.org. Click on Center Stage Minnesota. Still to come, new music from Deb Harley, and we'll hear the Magic Castles. Speaking of interviews, I'll be talking with Mark Olson, founding member of the Jayhawks, about his new CD, Mini Colored Kite, coming up in just a couple of weeks. From that album, here's More Hours from Mark Olson on Center Stage Minnesota.
The day should still be longer still. More hours would I spend here with you. By the door I wait for you. In the marketplace till dawn. Will you walk on home with me? Once we planted corn in the woods, coffee by our window, and it's 4 a.m. No one saw us dancing together with the moon. You see, we need more daylight to see the blossoms bloom. To see the blossoms bloom.
In every corner, I have fewer reasons to fall apart. Life is fine, life is good. Why else would we bother if we knew we could fly, fly away?
on the cliff, I saw a tree grow out of a solid rock. I followed the root back down and found how it had begun. Somewhere a seed has somehow slipped inside a secret crack, and now the branches reached up proudly for the sun. Come on everybody, put your hands in the sky and let out your mind and stretch out your spine. Reach up like a tree with your limbs up high and bring in the light to your third eye sight. Bring in the light to your third eye.
Everything always is, always was, always will be alright.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean that it's easy.
Everything always is, always was, always will be.
In Cambodia, I met a man who for most of his life fought in the war for one side or the other. But just hear his laughter and you know this soldier never sold his soul. Although the senselessness had stole away his father and his brother. Up on a cliff, I saw a tree grow out of a solid rock. The roots were clinging for life, saving it from certain doom. But the tree had a limb,
had a limb.
That held a branch,
that held a branch.
And the branch,
and the branch.
That held a twig,
that held a twig.
And on that twig a beautiful flower bloomed.
Come on everybody, put your hands in the sky and let out your mind and stretch out your spine. Reach up like a tree with your limbs up high and bring in the light to your third eye sight. Bring in the light to your third eye.
Cause everything always is, always was, always will be alright.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean that it's easy.
Everything always is, always was, always will be.
Up on the cliff, I saw the most beautiful tree.
From their latest CD, Be Fearless and Play, that was Wookiee Foot with Always Is. They're not just a band, Wookiee Foot is a lifestyle. Before that, new music from Deb Harley. The song was Life is Great, Life is Hard from her new CD, Flung Wide Open. We'll be hearing more music from Deb Harley. And we started off with Mark Olson, More Hours from his new CD, Mini Colored Kite. And Mark Olson, a founding member of the Jayhawks, will be a guest coming up in a couple weeks on Center Stage Minnesota. Still to come, The Magic Castles and Trike. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We're going to hear some experimental soundscape type sort of music in this next set. Portrait of a Drowned Man are a very creative and unique instrumental band out of Duluth. And from their November 2006 release, this is The Marina is Too Shallow on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.
From Duluth, that was the three-piece Trike with Allie's Cat from their album Factory. Before that, we heard from the Magic Castles with Letterbox from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, and started out with Portrait of a Drowned Man, The Marina is Too Shallow from their November 2006 release. This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. A local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. We'll go out today with a song from the Brothers Burn Mountain, to-be-released CD, Partly in the Blue, the White. This is The Procession. I'm Doug McRosty. As always, rock on.
I can tiptoe.
The fear.